Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Tanya Mosley.
You know, everyone wants to investigate the White House-Russia connection. And I say we get to that right after the more pressing question, who stole Tom Brady's jersey?
Okay, so we finally have the answer, the mystery of the largest local heist since the stolen paintings of the Isabella Gardner Museum? Maybe. Today, authorities have located Tom Brady's Super Bowl 51 jersey across the border in Mexico. The Houston police, with the help of the FBI and Mexican authorities, have tracked down not one, but two Brady jerseys in Mexico and potentially a Denver Broncos helmet from Super Bowl 50. The NFL said all of these items were in the possession of, quote, a credentialed member of the international media, unquote. Okay, so we have BUR's sports and society reporter, Shira Springer, here to explain all of this to us. Hello, Shira.
Hello.
Okay, so the six-week saga is finally over.
Mercifully, it's over.
I know,
over.
Right? And what's the deal?
Well, the deal, as you said, is that it was found in Mexico, along with a jersey of Brady's from the 2015 Super Bowl and a Broncos helmet. So it was in the possession of a member of the Mexican media. There were several members of the Mexican media who are at the Super Bowl this year. The NFL is trying to make a really big push into Mexico. They think it's a place where they can expand the NFL brand. It's worth noting that the Patriots will actually be playing in Mexico City next season in a game against the Raiders. So I think tight security there.
Right, absolutely. So Brady said after the Super Bowl that the jersey was taken from his bag. Let's hear him.
The jersey, yeah, I put it in my bag and then I came out and it wasn't there anymore. So it's unfortunate because that's a nice piece of memorabilia. So if it shows up on eBay somewhere, someone let me know. I'll try to track that down.
So they caught it before it went to eBay, of course.
But, or more likely to a very avid NFL memorabilia collector.
Right, right. But what's so interesting is that this is not the only one. There's not one but two jerseys that were found. We didn't even know this second one was missing.
I know. That's bizarre and a bit curious. But I think, you know, he made this statement after about the missing jersey from 2017 for the most recent Super Bowl, right after the Super Bowl. So I think it sort of took on a life of its own and got a lot of publicity. My guess is there's probably some memorabilia from lesser known players that goes missing, maybe a pair of gloves, maybe a wristband. And we just don't hear about it because it's smaller items. But we're talking here about Tom Brady's jersey. And he spoke about it and made comments about how disappointed he was. My question is, how did this reporter, this journalist, get that jersey
That's right.
out of the locker
right.
room?
Right. You've been there. There's tight security. So what do you think is going on there?
It boggles my mind because I can't imagine. I mean, they check your credentials three or four times. They watch you going into the locker room. They watch you coming out of the locker room. Where are you stashing this? Are you putting it down your pants, up your shirt? I mean, you're not allowed bags in the locker room in most cases. So where is this going? And it seems like either this particular journalist or some people he's been affiliated with have done it for the last 3 years. At least if the Broncos helmet turns out to be from last year's Super Bowl, that would mean three Super Bowls in a row where equipment has gone missing.
Absolutely. So how do you think Brady is feeling today?
I think Brady is feeling relieved. I think it was a particularly emotional game for him, given, as we all know, his mother is suffering from cancer. It was a big win. It was the biggest comeback mm-hmm. in Super Bowl history. So a lot of history and a lot of personal importance, I think, for the link to this game and to this jersey. So he's relieved. What I'm really waiting for is a tweet from President Trump, because as we know, he's close with Robert Kraft. So he's got to be watching this saga as well as all the other political news that's going on.
Potentially he may be busy with that other stuff.
Yeah. But if something tells me if he can tweet about The Apprentice, he might be able to tweet about Tom Brady's jersey too.
Shira Springer, she's WBUR sports and society reporter. Thank you so much for this update and clearing this up for us.
Thanks for having me.
Yes.